Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Relationship Intervention.
Max, what's going on with your mom, and what kind of advice are you looking for this morning?
Hey, guys. Well, first off, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. This is going to be a weird one.
You think so? I don't know, man. We've had some wild stuff on Relationship Intervention.
Max, this involves your mom. How weird can this get?
Stop.
My point exactly. So okay. I have a girlfriend. We've been dating about a year. It's going well, but, you know, we're still figuring each other out. It's not too serious yet.
Yeah.
My mom and her dad are both widowers.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
It's okay. Thank you. It happened a while ago, but, I don't know if you see where I'm going with this already. My mom has dated before and she's got her heart broken a few times since then. So I'm a little cautious with everything.
I think we know where this is going. Yeah. Continue.
Two widowers. Yeah.
So I'll get to it then. My girlfriend's dad, I come to find out, has asked my mom out on a date.
Oh, I think that's beautiful.
Okay.
I think that's awesome. Okay.
So what's the problem with that? You're uncomfortable with that?
There's just so much. Like, there's so much going on. First off, I feel like I'm dating my girlfriend first. Why are our parents going to start dating? Let's play this out long haul, right? Both sets get married. What? Now it's my, like.
No, don't think of it like that. No.
That's what I'm feeling.
No. This is what, let me tell you something. Okay, so my former in-laws, my in-laws from my first marriage, they got married first, and their parents, who were widows, ended up getting married. So both sets were married. They ended up getting married. And no, you're not going to be like stepsisters with your girlfriend. You're adults. It's not like he's raising you or anything like that. Oh, you know what? Even in my current family, I just realized Eric's cousin did marry what was their step-sibling later in life. And they've been married now for like ever.
So that's what you're saying about Max. He's going to marry
Max,
his stepsister, basically, is what's going to happen.
You can't stop love. Your parents are adults. You can't...
My whole thing is, look, love hasn't even happened yet. They haven't even gone on a first date.
And maybe they will find love, though.
I want the best for my mom, okay? And bad stuff has happened to her since she's re-entered the dating scene.
Aww.
If anything happens, I don't want to be put in a position where I have to choose sides. Now my girlfriend, who we're starting to kind of, you know, get a little bit more serious. And now what happens if we break up? What happens to my mom? If they break up, what happens to us?
You're protective. I get that. But you can't stop them from dating.
Wait a minute.
I realize that.
I don't know if he's so protective of his mom. What you just explained there and described, Max, is what happens between you and your girlfriend if your girlfriend says, hey, your mom treated my dad like crap. No, my mom was treated like crap by your dad. And then you go back and forth. Now it could break them up.
Also, safe spaces, right? Like, me and my mom are super close. If I get in a fight with my girlfriend, I want to be able to tell my mom about it without a fear that it's going to get to my future father-in-law, who's now also my stepdad.
Max!
Wow.
No, you guys, by definition, you're not going to say stepdad. It's not like he's raising you.
But it's still...
He would be your mom's husband. You guys are out of the house. You're adults. And I can just... We all can hear how much you care about your mom, clearly.
You do.
And you're close with her, and you don't want to see her get hurt, and she's been hurt before. But this could also be a really beautiful, wonderful thing, too. I'm sitting here rooting for those two to date.
I don't know.
Look,
I think
how they met. And hey... They raised both of you, so they have things in common. Yeah, and you two are together, and maybe your mom and your girlfriend's dad could be together. Don't you want your mom to be happy?
I do. I do want my mom to be happy. And that's kind of why I'm calling, because I feel conflicted. Am I wrong for not wanting this to happen? Like,
do you like your girlfriend's dad?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, I like him.
But he's a buddy. It's not like Max is going to be dating his potential stepdad here in this situation. He likes him as his girlfriend's dad and possibly, who knows, down the road, father-in-law. But for his mom, I mean, again, Max, I'm kind of on Max's side. This just is a little crossing the line a little bit too much.
Max, we haven't brought up something really important here, and people are probably thinking about this. What has your mom said? If she's been asked out, like, did she say yes? Is she excited? Is she interested in him?
Well, yeah, my mom told me about it. That's how I found out about it. And she sounded pretty excited about it.
Oh, then let the girl go have some fun. Yes!
I feel you, Max. I do. Maybe it's because I'm a guy and Max is a guy.
I think you guys are overprotective of the mom here. And your mom is a grown woman. She can make these decisions. And
she can.
This is a good guy that you can trust. And I would hope that they'd all be adults. If things don't work out, then okay. You guys can just agree to say, all right, it didn't work out, and you go on with your lives.
Can you go on with your lives?
Yes.
I mean, then Max is still with his girlfriend.
I love this story, actually.
He's going to go over to her house or with her dad, and her dad's going to be like, so how's your mom? I mean, what kind of a relationship is that going to be? What kind of questioning is that? He's always going to have that in the back of his mind.
But when you're an adult and you're in a relationship, how often do you really see the parents? Max, I don't know how old you are, but do you guys live with your parents still, or do you guys live on your own?
No, we live on our own. And to that point, though, how often do you see the parents? I mean, I'm going to be seeing them a lot more than I would have otherwise if this happened.
Yeah, true. Very true.
I think we need to think best case scenario here. But I know you're looking for the advice. We've given you our opinions on this. Call in and help out Max. Max, you just sound so sweet. 414-432-1099. Call or text. Max has been dating a girl for a little over a year. He and his girlfriend's parents are widowed, and his girlfriend's dad has asked out his mom. Mm. He doesn't think it's a good idea. Should he say something? How should he say something? Should he try to stop it? 414-432-1099. Text or call. We're going to get to those texts and calls here in a moment. Max, we're going to let you go. Take a listen to what the callers have to say and our listeners, and then we'll touch base with you 8:20 tomorrow. You'll give us an update.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. I'll keep an open mind. I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
Okay, awesome. Max.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being on Relationship Intervention. Hey, Chris, I know you got a lot you want to say. What's your advice for Max?
Well, I was calling. A good friend of mine is in that very situation, and his dad married his wife's mom after they were married, and it was very weird at first, but now it's they don't even think about it.
There's a little bit of a period of weirdness.
Yeah, there's a lot of period of weirdness. I knew him when they were dating, and it was very weird watching my best friend's dad hold the hand of my other friend's mom's hand. And so
it was very weird. But is your advice to Max, like, you got to just let this happen? Because I don't think he can stop it, frankly. They're grown adults. They're going to do what they're going to do.
And if he sticks his nose in it, who knows what's going to happen with his girlfriend and stuff. And I would just let it go and let him be happy.
Get past the weirdness.
get past the weirdness. It's going to take about 10 years or so, but get past the weirdness.
Well, that's a long time, but hey, you never know. Maybe it'll be faster for Mixed Listener Max.
Yeah.
You never know, but yeah, get past the weirdness and let him be happy.
Thanks, I agree with you there, Chris. Thanks for calling in and helping out Max. All right, let's go over to line number one. Hi, what do you want to say with Max, whose mom was asked out on a date by his girlfriend's dad?
Well, you can't base relationships on the what could, what if. You need to just let it roll with the flow.
Go with it. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're adults. You just got to let them do what they're going to do. And at least you know who he's dating.
He's going to be protective of his mom no matter who she's in a relationship with. But better to kind of know a little bit about the guy. He said he's a good guy than to just have it be some complete stranger, at I suppose, because those haven't gone well.
Right, exactly. At least he knows this guy. Yeah. He doesn't have to like try and get to know someone. So, all right, yeah, just let it roll.
Kind of remind you of the big brothers protecting the sister.
Yeah, in a way.
This way, he's protecting his mom.
Now that his dad's passed away and he's trying to be protective of the mom.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling in. Okay, let's go over to line number four. Jim, what do you want to say to Max?
Well, my personal opinion, being a guy, I'm trying to get my guy's opinion on it. Say something happens to his girlfriend's father and his mother. Somehow he does something stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's pissed off at him. I suppose I could say that. Now, then when Max and his girlfriend come together, now she's pissed at Max because of his father. And I think basically it could blow up everybody's relationship.
And that's something that Max is worried about.
That's what he's worried about.
So how can Max, though, get his grown mom to not date this guy? I don't think he can do that.
You can't. No, you can't. No, she's got her own mind, like you were saying.
Yeah.
It can happen. No matter what.
Yeah.
Right. You're just going to have to...
Which I think is why, if you go back to like kind of what Chris said, just don't get involved.
It's weird at first, but you'll get past it.
Because frankly, would he get really involved in his mom's relationships either way? No. Probably not. And we've got a lot of texts that are coming through here, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Can I have just one little point here? I'm a widower, recent widower myself, so I know where...
Max's
girlfriend's mother is hearing this, but... You know, it's been a long issue, but it's another one of these holidays of nothing because her son died when he was 35 of diabetes. He went into a coma. So we had no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no New Year's, and no wedding anniversary, which was on Valentine's Day. Well, she died 3 weeks before Valentine's Day. So this is going to be another one of those no-nothing Christmases and everything else. This is going to be a holiday that never happened. So, but, you know...
Oh, we're so sorry
Well, that's okay. I'm getting used to it, but not really. But,
yeah.
But, you know, Max is a difficult thing. He either stays with her and stays out of his mother's business.
Yeah.
And let the two of them work it out because if something happens, that's their problem.
Yeah. So it's, they're adults. They have their own separate lives. So he's just going to have to deal with it. Yeah, Jim.
Right.
Oh, Jim.
Okay, best of luck to Max. You know, I feel for him, so.
Hey, well, we feel for you, buddy.
Best of luck for you, too.
Yes.
You know, the holidays are hard. It's hard to go through loss during the holidays, and we hope that you can do a little something that can at least warm your heart and remember those that aren't here. Easier said than done. And, you know, Radar and I've been there in our lives.
This is my second time around, so I guess I've had practice in it, so I know what to expect and not to expect anything, so.
Well, do you have other family and friends that you can see?
That you can hang out with? Yeah.
I have a daughter. She just recently acquired a new squeeze.
Okay.
So she's obviously busy, but she hasn't called me in about a month. And we always used to have supper over or lunch over here every Wednesday. And then she'd go to work. But she's always been very independent. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, maybe there's a new tradition or something that you can start, and sometimes it's about just bringing those people in that become your family for the holidays and throughout the year, whether it's friends or neighbors or people that you know and care about, and maybe some people don't know exactly that you're feeling that way, so feel free to reach out.
Well, they do.
Well, good luck, Jim.
Good luck, Jim.
I find it really nice to have a woman's opinion because we come from a different world, you know, Mars and Venus and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
We think differently. We act differently.
We're different.
Jim, we'll keep you company. Always give us a call, man. We love talking with you.
Okay, thank you. Great station.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Elizabeth, you mentioned there's some texts that came in Max.
We've got a lot of texts here that are coming in here. Here's one from a 262. That said, I think he should let his mom go on the date. Going on the date isn't going to determine anything. Let the date happen. That's not bad. Here's another one from a 262 that says, give him a shot. That's from Lynette in Racine. Yeah. Here's another one that says, I'm screaming at my radio. No! Just let them be. They're adults. And he's making it way more than it needs to be at this point. This number says, I'm a widow myself, and it's not easy out there. So, let's see what happens. I think they're going to go on the date. Lori, we appreciate you waiting. What do you want to say for Max?
I just want to say that as a divorced woman, brand new in the dating world, it is very hard to find somebody out there.
Yeah.
So, and really, it's none of their business. I mean, if they want to go out on a date, they should try it out and see. Like I'm saying, it's too hard to find somebody as it is. So,
yeah, and you're kind of right that she offered it up to her son, but she didn't have to tell him. She didn't have to say
she
she's dating.
Said, I got a date. I'm going to go out with somebody. And, oh, it happens to be your girlfriend's dad.
Exactly. And like you were saying, it may not even work out. But if it does, good for them. Because, you know, it's just too hard to find somebody.
The small world. And, yeah, you're right. There's... What does our mixed listener, Linda, like to say? There's a lot of pee in the pond, so you got to find the good stuff.
Right?
Oh, Lori.
Sorry, Lori, but that's exactly what we're kind of living by.
Lori, we hope that there's a happy ending for you and that this can work out for you as well. Where have you been going on to find people? Have you been having friends hook you up? Are you doing the dating apps?
I did a few dating apps, and quite frankly, I think 99% of people lie on them. So
My sister found that out too.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Mm-hmm. Like, what is up with that? You're going to get figured out, by the way, everybody. Like, you eventually have to meet these people if you want to actually find a relationship.
Right. They say they want a relationship, but they don't.
They don't.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Know where you're going with that.
Well, we hope that...
Jim needs to call his daughter and invite her over for lunch.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Come on, Jim.
That's what I'm saying, Jim. I hope Jim is still listening to this, but it's like we got another relationship intervention going on within the relationship intervention. But didn't you feel that way? Where it's like she's got a new man, she's busy, but...
And she's very independent,
but perhaps,
sometimes,
you know, you've got to just make the initiative to say, hey, come over. I want to spend some time with you.
I just lost my dad, and I would give anything to have lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, this is... Holidays are rough when there's loss in the family.
They really are. But it's also why it's important to, you know, not just assume that people know how you're feeling. That do something that does make you happy. Reach out to that person.
Right.
Plan a lunch. I mean, Radar and I both went through loss during the holidays in our families, and we know it's hard to have the holidays when you're grieving and you're hurting. But you also have to remember those that are here and, like, celebrate that, too, and make some new memories.
They want you to go on and live life. Absolutely.
Well, Lori, good luck to you. Will you keep us posted on what's going on with you and your love life?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Have a great day, guys.